You are listening to 89.1 CHUO FM. My name is Gabby, and this is your Wednesday news. Weaknesses in Ontario's long-term care homes were described in a report published on April 30th. According to the report by Ontario's Long-Term Care COVID-19 Commission, the failure of successive governments to properly plan for a pandemic led to a lack of personal protective equipment, a cumbersome response structure, and slow government reaction time when COVID-19 hit. Data published by the Government of Ontario shows that there have been over 3,000 COVID-19-related deaths in long-term care homes since April 24, 2020. Ottawa City Councillor Catherine McKenney said that although COVID-19 has recently brought long-term care issues to the forefront, these issues have existed for a long time.
You know, I met with some residents who are involved, in long-term care. Now, this was a few years ago, pre-COVID, who started to tell me about new models of care, what was being introduced at different locations, one here in Ottawa at the Glebe Centre, Peel Region. So I have been thinking about it, and of course then when COVID happened and the devastating impacts it had on our long-term care homes and the residents and staff in long-term care, it became, you know, so critical that we look, you know, for ways of changing our models of care in these homes.
Councillor McKenney hosted an online panel with investigative journalists and long-term care workers on May 6th. The event outlined the main issues in long-term care homes and possible solutions. Keynote speaker Andre Picard, a journalist and author specializing in healthcare issues, spoke on the history of neglect in long-term care homes that has led Ontario to its current situation.
Overall, I think it's fair to say that we're failing our elders, that they've been systemically neglected for decades and decades. You know, the generation that gave us our beloved Medicare system has really been forsaken by it, and we have to correct that for a whole number of reasons. Now, none of you, what I'm going to tell you tonight, or probably what you'll hear from the panelists, is new. This has been one of the most studied parts of society for a long time. There have been more than 150 government-sponsored reports written about the shortcomings of Medicare and about elder care in particular. And the last week alone, there have been two reports published in Ontario. You heard about the Long-Term Care Commission, and there was also a report of the Auditor General. Both of these reports were quite damning, and both of them had the same conclusion, the conclusion of every single report, that the neglect of elders is systemic and unacceptable. So let's fix the damn system. That's what I say in the introduction to my book. That has to be our goal. That's a blunt message. We have to stop talking about this. We have to stop pointing fingers. We have to stop passing the buck. And we just have to roll up our sleeves and fix it.
After the event, Councillor McKenney said they hope people will not ignore this issue for the sake of convenience.
It is often easier to continue with the status quo. Our long-term care centers in Ottawa have always been leaders in care. And in long-term care. However, as time goes on, we need to adjust to new ways of doing things. So sticking with the status quo can be the easy thing to do. We can, you know, argue that, well, our homes certainly fared better than any others or most others, and that is the case through, you know, through COVID. We could argue that, you know, if you ask people if they're happy with the city's long-term care homes, they probably would say yes. But that doesn't mean that we can't do better, and that we can't do better for people who are elderly, who often, most often, have some form of dementia, and that need an emotionally centered care as they age.
During the online panel, Councillor McKenney said that too often there is reporting on what is wrong in long-term care homes, but not on the better systems that are possible. They explained the changes that they hope to push for using their position as a city councillor.
Well, listen, in an ideal world, we would probably have it delivered publicly. It would not be profit driven. The operations at least would not be profit driven. So we would have the health of people over profit. And right now that's not happening in all of our homes. It's happening in many, but not in all. In a perfect world, we would pay people who work in long-term care homes enough that they had a good living wage and they didn't have to take part-time jobs at different homes, coming in and out of different homes. So the risk of infection would drop dramatically, and you would have people who work in long-term care who could build relationships with the people that they are responsible for. You know, in a perfect world, of course, we would have much more funding and resources going into home care so that we were able to stay at home for as long as we could before going into long-term care. So all of that could certainly needs to happen. We need to consider that. But in the short term, there is a way of changing how we care for people. And it is not difficult. It is not complex. It is actually quite simple, as we learned in this long-term care town hall, that by just changing your model of care from a kind of an institution-based model to a human-scale, person-centered model where we care about people's emotions and we care about, both staff and residents and what they need to feel more at home in their long-term care. We know that that brings down the rate of infection. We know that people are happier at work. We know that people in long-term care can thrive from that and do thrive from that.
As vaccine rollout continues, Councillor McKenney said they hope people will not forget about this issue. They said the issues in long-term care will not go away with herd immunity.
Governments all move on from crises, and they all want you to forget what went on. And I believe it was Muhammad Adams who on the panel stated, and he was right, unless it's an election issue, it probably won't change. So we have to make sure that going into the next provincial election, going into the next municipal election, that this is an issue, that the care, the dignity and care of our elderly population is an election issue and is a priority.
For CHUO-FM, this is Gabby Kalugai-Kasuga.